episode 2302, Preserve Your Higher Standards.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. How is your week going so far? I hope that you are having a splendid one, and it's one that's beyond even your expectations. Today is Inspiration Motivation Day, and I really want you to focus on what God has in store for your life, what He has designed for you. Preserve your higher standards. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already have the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. The philosopher Epictetus says this: popular perceptions, values, and ways of doing things are rarely the wisest. Awaken and be vigilant. Take stock of your habits to preserve your higher standards. You know, there's a lot jam-packed into that statement. Just because it's popular doesn't make it right, but for some reason nowadays, that's what's in vogue. That's what we go to. Are you really supposed to be doing what's popular? I know growing up for me, part of being a leader was learning that sometimes you're by yourself or you only had a few people that you really could honestly trust and believed in you 100%. And I thought, what a lonely life to live. And then I thought, but that's the life I want to live. I don't want to bow to everybody's popular opinion. Just because it's great, why should I have to follow it? Because again, it's their perception. And I think it's really important in the times that we're in right now is to search our own hearts. Where do our standards come from? Because just because it's popular doesn't make it right. Why sell yourself short just because it's easy, just because it's popular, just because you can? Fill in the blank with whatever it is for just because. I know when I look at raising my children, I did some things that were probably not popular during the time my kids were little. But I knew that that's what I needed to do. We needed to do as a family. And looking back, I stand by that as a mom, a purpose-driven mom. I look at my business and people look at me and say, well, why haven't you done this, that, or the other? And I'm like, because I'm a purpose-driven entrepreneur. I know what I'm looking for. I know what God has designed for me. And that is the path that I'm on. I'm not on this popular path that everybody else says you have to take. It might work for some, but it doesn't work for me. You know, why live life comparing myself to others when I can take God's design for myself and walk in His greatness? Live a life with compassion, grace, and wisdom. Yeah, it takes more work to live that way, but isn't it worth more? You have a living legacy, one that you can be proud of right now, one that you don't have to shy away from. Preserve your higher standards. And here's another thought. Get out of the way of those who don't care. If you're going to sit there and try to convince somebody that this is what they need to do, is it really worth that much extra energy? Is it really worth that much extra effort? Now, at times, 100% it is. But sometimes I think when you're standing in the grocery store line and somebody says something and somebody makes a comment, is it really necessary for us as a bystander to get involved? In some cases, I would say yes. In other cases, I would say no. But in all of it, I would say preserve your higher standards. You are choosing to live up to a norm that is not of the majority. And that's hard to do. But that doesn't mean that you have to settle for less, because in actuality, you may be actually aiming for more. So don't take for granted your gifts and talents you have to offer the world. You were created on purpose for a purpose. You are a purpose-driven mom. And I think you're magnificent. You're a purpose-driven dad. You're like, I got this. You feel good. You want to support and love on your family. You're a purpose-driven entrepreneur. You're a purpose-driven writer. What is it for you? You're like, I am all in. That's because you were created on purpose for a purpose, and you're not going to sell yourself short. And you're going to look at the design that God has for your life and say, you know what? Your way is better than my way, and I'd rather take the heavenly highway than take the earthly one I'm trying to create. Create your now has nothing to do with you being in charge here on earth. It's all about God's design. It's heaven on earth. But you see, it takes action. And that action ignites motivation. That's why we take aim. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness, the greatness that God has already forecasted for you, not the one you're trying to. Preserve your higher standards. Walk by faith and know that God's already got you. Because think about it. This is what makes you, you and me, me. This is what makes the world go round. If we all wanted to be like each other, it'd be kind of boring, in all honesty. I mean, who really wants to be like me? I know there are a lot of people that don't, and I'm grateful for that. And I'm glad they want to be who they want to be. Just like you, what is your dream for today? What is your goal? What outreach do you have that you're saying, I'm ready to go create my now? What is it for you? Because sometimes we forget that God's got a plan. And we get stuck in the popularity contest. Go back to high school. Go back to middle school. Huh. It even starts now, I think, back when you're 3 and 4 years old. You've got kids that are, you know, competing in dance competitions, riding horses, gymnastics, football, all different kinds of sports. Don't get me wrong, I love football. But really? We're sitting here trying to get our kids at the age of 3, 4, 5, and 6 years old already to be, oh, the best. Why don't we give them their space to grow into who God has designed them to be, just as we needed that time? But sometimes we're living our life too much in popularity. Is that really where God wants you? Does he want you fulfilling your popularity contest? Or is he saying, I got something better? I want you to live the life that I'm creating for you, heaven on earth, until I call you home. Go out today. Be who God wants you to be. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.